Everyone. Next week, Saturday, Worthy Woman is involved with a project for an old age home. Some of you may know about it. Some of you may have been involved with the old age home previously. We will be visiting an old age home here in Sonland. Is it in Sonland Park? Yeah, Sonland Park. And, well, it's in Duncanville, apparently. And we're going to be doing various activities that day. But it's open to anyone and everyone. If you would like to know more about it, please speak to Heidi. She has all the details. And it's going to be a day of fun. So please, we ask that you, if you are able to, pop in there, get involved there. If you are able to contribute, please contribute as well, whether it's your time, whether it's finances, whether it's just something that you can do. One of the things that we are also promoting is it was started a while ago, I think during COVID or maybe previously before that. It was called a meal in a bottle, where you used to take a coffee bottle and you used to put stuff in there. And we've been given a meal in a bag, and it works on the same principle. So you take, no, you don't put water in the bag. Don't be doof now. You put this in 2 liters of water and you boil it up. If you haven't tried it, try it. It works lekker. And you boil it up, and it works like a stew. And this feeds 4 to 5 people. It all depends how much you eat, of course. Of course. And and this we're selling for 50 rand. All proceeds will go to the old age home, and, of course, the meal. The packet will go to the old age home. If you're not able to sponsor us with purchasing a bag, if you're able to contribute towards a bag, we ask, please help us in doing so. If you are not able to do so today in cash and you would like to do it in an EFT or pay it into an account, please speak to myself or to Heidi as well. Anything that you can help us with would be greatly appreciated, and the old people would appreciate it as well. Thank you so much.
Bless you. So, you know, sometimes you, speaking of food, I don't know if Colette was going to speak about food. You eat and you've had enough until you're fed up. So you're versadig. And it's like that with God. We give him praise. I just sense the Lord said this morning he's not satisfied. He hasn't had enough. He wants more praise. So I want us to stand. We're going to praise. I want to share this with you. It is impossible for goodness and mercy not to follow you when you're obedient. Blessing will always, did you get that, church? Blessing will always, always, always follow obedience. It is like scientific principles, scientific laws. It is the word of God. It is irrefutable. It cannot be changed. If you are obedient, you're going to have two people hunting you down all your life. Goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. I've asked the deep end to re-sing that chorus, and I want us to celebrate that goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. Mits ons gehoorsames. Are you ready to celebrate God's goodness this morning, church? Come on, stand with me. Let's go for it. Let's so paar keer, so 16 keer, nee.
16, gaan jy tel.
Your goodness is running. Come on, gooi
op. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender. Give you everything. Your goodness is running after, is running after me. Your goodness is running after, is running after me. Your goodness is running after, is running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you. Running after, your goodness is running after. down. I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running out. It's running after me.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a praise offering. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, that we won't be chased by thieves. We won't be chased by robbers. We won't be chased by murderers. We're going to be chased by goodness, and we're going to be chased by mercy. And goodness and mercy is going to catch us, and it's going to overtake us. And we're going to be a blessed people so that we can be a blessing to other people in the name of Jesus. God blesses us that we can be a blessing to other people. So let goodness and mercy overtake us, Lord. Let it catch us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let it change our lives, Lord. Let it change our circumstances. Let it change our attitude, Lord. Let it change our hearts, Lord. We've been received. We've received freely, Lord. May we freely give of that goodness and mercy that we receive from you. May we give that goodness and mercy to others this morning. In Jesus' name, let's praise the Lord. Thank you, Deep End. Thank you, Yellow. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, folks. You may be seated. Bless you. Have you greeted somebody around you? If not, now's your chance. High five them. Show them Jesus' love, your love. Especially a stranger. If you don't know somebody, go to them and say, hi. My name is Mozzie. You like him, I so far. Hallelujah. Okay, gebruik jou eie naam. Kobus sê, maar as jy jou naam weggegooi het, dan wie se naam gebruik jy dan? Halleluja. God is good, folks. And all the time, God is good. So let's have a new phrase, something like, somebody come up with something new. God is good all the time. God is great. Now you're confused. God is great. Check him out, my mate. God is good. Hallelujah. So, pastors have pressure to make sure that the sermon's ready and you get your head right, you get your heart right, you get everything right. And then God comes and says, actually, I want to do this. So, we'll see how far we get with the sermon series on House of Prayer, but I want to tell you what happened this morning. So, I arrived. Got on my vehicle. I'm uncomfortable when my fingernails are long. I mean, at least that's some part of me still grows today. Like my head doesn't anymore. My fingernails do. So I was trimming my fingernails and the Holy Spirit spoke this into my heart. I really sense God wants to say this to us this morning, church. Satan does not like what is happening in this church. I'm going to ask the guys to ready 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, please. Satan does not like what is happening in this church. And God spoke this to me while I was there at the grass, clipping my nails, and I was, yes, Lord, this really is indeed happening. The scripture says, be sober. That's a good place to start a sermon, just there. Be sober. Be vigilant, it says. Because the devil walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And I know this is for at least one person, and I know more than one this morning. Watch what happens. There's other scriptures that say, be watchful. Be watchful and perceive in the spirit what's happening. Look what's happening in your life after Sunday, leading up to the next Sunday. Goeters gaan gebeur wat jy gaan omkrap that will stop you from receiving what God wants you to get here on a Sunday. I can see some wives tapping their husbands. He's like, yeah, is dit nie so nie? Satan does not want you to receive what God has for you, my brother, my sister. And he'll get you omgekrap. If he doesn't send demons or angels, guess what? He'll use other Christians. He'll use yourself. You'll use your own bad attitude against you, Kobus. Jy het nie 'n slegte attitude nie, maar Natasha het. Sy moet regkom. I love you, sweetheart. He'll use anything and everything. He walks around like. He's not a roaring lion. There's one lion, the lion of the tribe of Judah. His name is Jesus. We see that in Revelation chapter 5 and verse 5. So he's a copycat. He's a counterfeit. He's a liar. That's all he can do. He walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The fact that he has to look means that Hy gaan nie, hy gaan jou nie sommer net aanval, François, because he knows you're full of the word of God. He knows you're a man of no compromise. He knows that you love your wife. He knows that you're a man of integrity in your business principles. He knows that you try and walk the walk and not just talk the talk. Hy gaan nie vir jou kom nie. He's going to come for us in our moments of weakness and our compromise when we're tired. Remember this phrase, church, halt. Halt! Wat machst du da? Stop! If you hurt, angry, lonely, or tired, don't make a decision. If you hurt, angry, lonely, or tired, stop. That's when the devil's going to come for you. When you hurt, angry, lonely, or tired. He is a coward, but he's very, very cunning. Make no mistake, the devil is mighty, but God is almighty. I said God is almighty. He's almighty. And don't give the devil a chance. Church, please, slam the door shut in his face, man. Moenie laat hy verder by jou kom steel nie. He's a squatter that's squatting illegally in your pip. Stop him. Stop him. And stuff will happen in your life. You're going to, by the time it comes to Sunday, there's going to be many, many, many that's in our valid reasons not to come and celebrate Jesus in this place. And that's all they are. Valid reasons. Simple excuses. Instead of solid causes. So God wants to say, church, please. Just, he walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Be sober. Be sober. Sober-minded. Have your wits about you. Look out for him. Look out for him. Stop him from wanting to steal from you. Is that okay this morning, church? Did that mean something to somebody this morning? Hallelujah. That was for free. You don't have to pay for that again. So, we ended off last week speaking about Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane in John chapter 17. Just to refresh and to recap, if you weren't here, for those of you that weren't here, this is like the last prayer that Jesus prays. It's not really the last prayer. He prayed on the cross. I mean, he speaks to God. He, you know, he's God. And this is like what he wants to get out before they come and arrest him. Think about the importance of it. It's like this is what he prays. This is the thing. He has his chance to speak to God again on behalf of the people he came for. It's like finishing off the mission and making sure that everything's done. It's like the wrap-up, so to speak. And Jesus says some extremely, extremely significant things. Last week, we ended off with verse 2 of John 17, which speaks about all authority. All authority has been given to him. That means that God is going to do some impossible things. When we are led by the Spirit of God in our prayers, when we are led by the Spirit of God in our prayers, the impossible happens. So there's a way of praying where we're not led by the Spirit of God. You say, Moz, give me some examples. Well, if we pray reactively, so I'll give an example. Jy stamp jou toon, and then you start talking in tongues. Ah, sabata kashigbe. Because your toe is sore. And then you start praying, feeling, Lord, heal my toe, or whatever. That you could say is a reactive prayer. But a proactive prayer, and reactive prayer is fine, but a proactive prayer is where you're watchful and you're waiting and you're ready. And you say, you wake up in the morning, and before you wake up, before your feet hit the ground, there's trembling in heaven. They're like, oh, in hell, sorry, oh no, he's getting up again. And Satan's like, what are we going to do? We have to sign of demons to this oak because this person loves Jesus. He's not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's no compromise in this person's life. He's going to go out and he's going to plunder hell and he's going to populate heaven. And where he goes, he's going to tell people about Jesus. And he's going to have the fruit of the Spirit and the gift of... And the devil doesn't know what to do with somebody like that. And you, if you like that, you wake up and you say, okay, Lord, what's on your agenda today, God? Lord, I love you, Jesus. I didn't prepare this person for this, but I know this person is prepared because this person is ready in season and out of season. So this morning, this person is going to play the role of God, and I'm going to play the role of Mozzie. Philly, kom voor en toe asseblief, my boot. Kom hier so, my broer. Kom hier so my broer. Now, so Philly weet het nie, but that's good because he's filled with the Spirit of God and he's going to be led by the Spirit of God this morning. So there's Philly on his throne. He's God this morning. And yes, Mozzie. Now some people are going to say, yeah, this pastor's preaching heresy. Some are calling people gods. Just keep your pants on, man. Just chillax. Take a seat, Lord. Thanks. So this is how prayer should be, folks. Just the spontaneous flow of thoughts between a father and a son. Thank you for a good night's rest, Lord. And God is actually English, because if he was Afrikaans, he would have identified himself to Abraham as, I is the Lord your God. But he didn't. So, yeah, jy mag my Afrikaans, soos wil die Heilige Gees jou lei, hoor. Thank you for a good night's rest, Lord. You're just so good, eh?
Because I love you, my son. I love you.
I know that, Dad. I know that, Lord. But sometimes it's difficult, you know. The pressure, sometimes all the things in life just overwhelm me. Ek weet nie waar om te gaan nie, what do I do about it, eh?
You don't have to worry about anything. Mm. I've sent my son. He paid the price. Mm. You will be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, Lord, you know, I'm battling with this thing. You know, remember that thing that I did when I was like 16? Well, I've started doing it again, Lord. I'm supposed to be a man of God, and I'm just battling with this thing, and I can't anymore. How many more times are you going to forgive me, man? I just don't know what to do.
I will forgive you every time you ask me forgiveness. Sure. My son has paid the price. There's no condemnation. You are free.
Yeah.
Don't be stuck to the sin. My son paid the price.
Sure. You know, Lord, it's been a difficult week, and I'm really not listed to go into the office today. That boss of mine, there's so many Satanists around me, and people, hulle vloek en hulle laster, and they use the name of the Lord in vain. I'm just tired. Ek soek 'n ander werksplek, man. Here. Can't you just make a plan there, please, man?
My son, stick to the job I gave you.
Sure.
You have a role to play there. Mm. I will shut your ears for all the negativity. Mm. My Holy Spirit is in you. Mm. So let my light shine in you and through you, and that people will change. Mm. Don't worry. I am with you.
Thank you, Lord. I love you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Give God a round of applause. So, folks, can you see how easy and natural prayer should be? It's not like you met speciale kerkkleertjies aantrek. Jy moet 'n lidmaatskap hê van 'n sekere whatever, of jy moet 'n sertifikaatjie bekom wat sê you got this course or whatever. You just have your spontaneous conversation with the Lord. And I believe amongst all the things that we're going to go through in Jesus' prayer, that's one of the things. You see the humanity of Jesus in the garden, just being a man. Just as much man as the men here today, but also just as much God as he always is and always will be. And the conversation that he has with the Father is like that. So verse 3 of John chapter 17, he says, And this is eternal life, that they may know you. He gives a definition of what it means to live forever. People with evangelistic hearts and people are thinking in terms of eternity, they're so worried about dying. Don't worry about dying, because everybody's going to die. We're all going to die. If we're still alive when the rapture happens, well, yeah, if you go in the rapture, you still would have died to self, so that the power and life of Jesus can live through you. So it's going to... What we should be concerned about is where we're going to be living in eternity forever. And I've said this before in the real estate business, so what's important when you buy a house? Location, location, location. Or area, area, area. So many people are concerned about dying, about dying, about dying. Well, what you should be concerned about where you're going to be living forever and ever and ever and ever. And the concept of eternal life. Jesus gives the definition. This is eternal life. Here it is, that they may know you. What is it? But hang on a second, Lord, I don't get it. I know God. So, what is eternal life? Folks, the scripture speaks about the first death, death of our physical bodies, and then the second death. The second death, Celine, is when you're separated from God forever with no other chance or possibility of redemption or salvation forever. That's what the scripture speaks about. It's the second death. It's the final. The fat lady has sang and all of her sisters and the curtain has been drawn. That's what it speaks about. He says, this is eternal life, that they may know you. In other words, you have eternal life when there's no possibility of you ever being separated from God again because of your sin. Because that's what sin simply is. Some people describe sin as snorting a few lines of coke, or having too much courage in a can, or sleeping around, or murdering. That's the consequences. That's the manifestation of sin. Sin, the word sin, simply means missing the mark. So where that came from? In the days before they had beautiful things like automatic weapons and 9mm and ARs and SSGs and all beautiful things, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weapons. They shot at targets with arrows and bows. And the people that held the targets, if the bowman missed, the person operating the target would shout, "Sin! Sin! Sin!" Means you've missed the mark, you've missed the mark. Try again till you get the bullseye. Till you get the bullseye. So what Jesus is saying here is, this is eternal life, that they may know you, that you don't miss the mark. Moet ons asseblief nie blind staar on the manifestations of sin. The substance abuse, the relationship abuse, the abuse of your body, the abuse of people, the abuse of whatever, hoogmoed, you know, stuff like that. What freaks me out in Christians, so you know what, a Christian's a funny creature. A Christian's a weird thing. We so quickly see like the obvious sins. Soos bijvoorbeeld, a persoon kom hier aan by die kerk en hy is geslinger. Hy het homself raak gedrink. So one step forward and two steps backwards. How's that? Bless the Lord Jesus. We see, look at that person. How dare they come to church like that? But the gossiping that's going on amongst the brethren, no, we won't comment about that. Why is there no one saying amen this morning? If you look at the hit list about this serious stuff that makes God vomit. In Proverbs chapter 6, it gives a list. You know what it speaks about there? He who sows discord among the brethren, not adultery, Leonard. It doesn't even speak about that. He who sows discord amongst the brethren. In other words, he with his flappy lips that sows discord in the body, it is an abomination to God. In other words, in God's eyes, it doesn't get any worse than that, but it doesn't speak about substance abuse or slaap rond or racism. Nee, maar dit sien ons nie raak nie. How weird are we as Christians? We freakish, man. We weird. Some of you surprised. How many of you are glad you came to church this morning? What about the issues of the heart? Jesus speaks about this. Eternal life is that they may know you, God. That's the goal. So the Christian's call, our efforts in prayer, we're speaking about prayer. This is the 10th week we're speaking about. What is it? It's getting to know God. Getting to know God. Love God and know God. Love God and know God. A simple equation. For Christianity, so wat moet ek doen in die lewe? What's my purpose in life? I'm going to give you a simple formula. Analytical, scientific, focused person like Francois wants to know, right, I must have, what are the measurements, etc.? It must be exact, like 100%, no room for error. Here's a Christian formula for successful living. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? This is deep. I mean, I had to delve deep into my theological degree for this one. There's not any slimmest for hierdie ding snap. Are you ready? Get Jesus. Live Jesus. Give Jesus. It's complicated, eh? Des, wat denk jy? Sien jy kans vir dit, but that's it. That's the Christian walk. It's the essence of what we're doing, people. Otherwise, what are we here for? Why are you here today and not, I don't know, somewhere else, doing whatever? That's why we do this. So the whole purpose of prayer is to get Jesus, live Jesus, give Jesus. And then there's another way. Simple things like that. Love God, love people. Love God, love people. That's the essence of Christianity. You want to be successful as a minister. You have somebody who has an evangelical calling on his life. I've had the privilege of ministering with Coonrod, and I promise you, it's like the kingdom of heaven looking for a place to happen. It's wonderful ministering with somebody like that. He's bang for niks and niemand om hulle te vertel van Jesus nie, hoor. Especially when they check his arm. And they say, hey, what happened to you, dude? Oh, let me tell you, dude. Huh? So, you want success as an evangelist. You want result. You want to see the fruit of your labor, right? Be, do, and have. Be a good Christian. Do the work of an evangelist, and you'll have disciples. You see, if we're not making disciples, I'm going to say this as respectfully as I can. What the heck are you doing? If you're not making disciples, what the heck are you doing? Jy nie maak dit sin. Jy moet die regte goed hê in daai kanon om 'n verskil te maak vir daai ding. And if you don't put what's supposed to be in there, it's not going to work. So Jesus said, this is the great commission. The great commission, go out and go and do this. Some people have said, well, it's actually the great omission because people are omitting to do it. Now we come to church and we get fed and fed and fed and get fatter and filled with knowledge and degree and course and doctrine and what. Okay, what are you doing about it? What are you doing about it? I've seen people come and go in ministry for over 3 decades now. And most of the time, what happens is they get to the point where they get educated beyond their level of obedience. Hulle raak so slim met die teologie hierso. En hulle pas niks van dit toe hierso. And they don't go and live it out. That's what happens. That's what happens. You just get fuller and fuller and your head full with knowledge. The scripture says knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. You say, well, I've outgrown this ministry. I've outgrown this church. Okay. If the basics of Christianity are like this, according to Hebrews chapter 6. These are the basics, ne? The basics is faith towards God, repentance of dead works, doctrine of baptisms, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. Those are the basics. If you've outgrown the ministry, when last did you raise somebody from the dead, Mrs. Rademan? No, but I've outgrown this church. Oh, really? Okay. So wat gaan nog 'n teologiese graad vir jou gee? Nog meer gehoorsaamheid. I'm not knocking. Study. The scripture says study. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. Study to show yourself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth. A laborer does not need to be ashamed. So it's good to do that. But once you've studied, go out and do. Go out and do. Please, just go out and do. Do you need a patch that says riding for whoever to go into? No. Make a difference where you are with what God and with whom God has given you. Somebody say amen this morning, please. Ek voel alleen hier so, man. Come on. So that's what he said. That's eternal life, to know God. And when you know God, this happens. You know, hey, yella. Praise and worship. People think praise and worship is... I don't want to use, I don't know, some of the stuff that's coming out in the terms of Christian music today is like, oh, but anyway, let's say bell music, solid house of worship. Bell music, so some people think that praise and worship is listening to your favorite song from bell music, and that's praise and worship. Okay, praise and worship is a natural consequence of time spent in the presence of Jesus. It's not your favorite liquor, nie. Mark it sin. Praise and worship is a natural consequence, an overflow of time spent in God's presence. Because you cannot be in the presence of God's Shekinah glory. The kind of glory where you know you can look at Him. You want to look at Him, but it's so powerful. All you want to do is just bow in reverence and holiness towards this awesome God whose name is above every name. The name at which every knee shall bow and one day confess as Lord. The name of Jesus. 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 You spend time in God's presence. Praise and worship is a natural consequence. You will not help. cannot help yourself but give him thanks and praise for something. You'll thank him for every breath. You'll thank him for your heartbeat. You'll thank him for your clothes. You'll thank him for your food. You'll thank him for the fridge. Al is die yskas leeg. Verstaan jy wat ek sê julle? You'll see the goodness of God if you just look for it and see it because it's all around us. You'll see that goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. That's a natural consequence of time spent in his presence. And he says, this is the eternal life, God, that they may know you. That they may know you. May we go to verse number 4. How are we doing for time? Sunshine, can I go to verse number 4, please? Because I'm not getting any feedback from these peeps. Is that okay? Hallelujah. John 17 and verse 4, he says, I've glorified you on the earth. Yo, yella. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. Yo. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. Let's just pause there. How many of you know of Christians, brothers and sisters that you used to walk a walk with, that you had close fellowship with? You've enjoyed the communion of the saints together, and you've even enjoyed communion together. And today, they are so far backslidden, they're worse off than they were before they gave their hearts to Jesus. How many of you know people like that? It's a reality, isn't it? You see, we're not called to shooting star Christianity. A persoon gee hulle hart vir die Here. And it's like they just aan die brand, where they want to just testify and they're filled with the joy of the Lord or whatever. And then the first somebody at church wat hulle omkrap, then there's the joy is gone. Or the first attack of the devil, then it's like, but God, where are you? Where are you? And then they peter out. And you think, you know, people like that. Well, guess what? It's not new. It's not unique to Christian circles. It's not a symptom of the modern day church. It is something, the pattern of which we see in Scripture for the longest time. Look at how many people start strong in the Bible and then just That's why this thing, folks, is not a 100-meter sprint. It's not a dash to the line. It's a marathon of endurance and hardship and dedication and commitment and loyalty and trials and tribulations and stumbling and getting up again and falling down and God picking you up again, dusting yourself off and trying again and again and again. Matt, where's Matt? Matt, if you stopped riding after the first time you invested in a piece of ground on the racetrack, where would you be today? Would you be able to ride like you do today? What did you have to do, my boy? You had to get up and do it again and again, and you fell again, and what did you do? You got up and you do it again, and you do again and again and again until you got better and better and better. And I can't corner in a corner like this lighty corners. You must check yourself in a corner. Yeah, it's beautiful to watch. It's so lekker. It's like it with Christianity. You got to keep on keeping on. How long, Mozzie? Oh, I don't know. Keep on keeping on. Keep on till he comes. Keep on keeping on till he comes. And when you want to give up, shut up and pray. I don't know how else to say it. Just keep on keeping on. Yeah, but you don't know what I'm going through, Moz. You're so right, and I don't want to know, but I'll point you to the one who knows what you're going through. He's already got a solution for you at the other side of the challenge you're going through. He's already got the solution to the next challenge you don't even know about yet. He knows about it all. He knows about it all. He knows about it all. And he says, I've finished the work you've given me. Wow. I long for the day when I hear Jesus. When I can look into his eyes, Mona, imagine what it's going to be like. Look into his eyes and he says, well done, my good and faithful servant. Come, enter into the joy of your Lord. I look forward to that day when I say, I've finished, Lord. Lord, there's so many times I wanted to quit because I had gepreek and gepreek and het geweier om te verander. I gave my best, Lord, and there's something that just couldn't care less. You do your absolute best. Yeah, I know what it's like, Moz. I gave my best too, eh? And they spat in my face and they plucked my beard out, eh? My best mates, Moz, they denied me. They said they'd never leave me. And they denied me. When I needed them, they were gone, Moz. I know what it's like. And yet he finished. He finished. We're called to finish strong. That's what Jesus prayed and said, Lord, I finish. So in his whole life and his example, remember what God has been telling us for a while, that let our lives be the proof of his love. Okay? What do you think it's like for the world? When I say the world, a person that's just dabbling in this whole Jesus thing. I'm an atheist. I don't know. An atheist has got serious faith, eh? To believe that nothing comes from everything and life comes from death and that order comes from chaos. That's serious faith. I don't have the faith to be an atheist. Can you relate to what I'm saying? But what's it like for somebody who doesn't believe in Jesus? They check this Christian out. They're like, wow, it's like going well. And then all of a sudden, that Christian is like back in the world. Worse off than ever before. What's it like for that person to think, you see. Listen, Koos, wat denk jy gaan die vijand vir die persoon sê? Die vijand gaan in die persoon sy oor vlees en sê, you see, I told you this Jesus thing doesn't work. That's what he's going to say. I told you this Jesus thing will not work. That's what happens when a child of God compromises and loses traction. You know, you're going and suddenly you vang 'n gly. That's what happens. The devil will use that compromise in your life to put somebody else off from choosing to pick up their cross. So when there's compromise in the life of a person that claims to be a Christian, it was Gandhi that said, the fact checkers, correct me if I'm wrong, fully help me, so. The scripture says that if you search for God with all your heart, you will find him. You will find him. It's a guarantee, no matter who you are, no matter what skin color, social background, ethnical origin, if you seek for God, you will find him. So Gandhi, being a person, a spirit that's seeking out for the truth, for life, he gets to hear about God, gets to hear about Jesus, and he sees the way Christians operate. And you know what he says? Gandhi, check it out. He says, if it wasn't for Christians, I would probably be one. Because he was mistreated. He wasn't welcomed with open arms and the love of Christ at the place where he came because he looked different than the other people. That's what happens when a Christian compromises. When you don't finish strong. Yeah, but God is grace. God is mercy. I can just sin now and repent later. Like buy now and pay later. Like really? When God could be using your obedience to bring glory and honor to his name, Satan will use your disobedience to keep people out of the kingdom of God, church. Is this meaning something to somebody this morning? And he says, Jesus says, I've finished the work you have given me. I have finished the work you have given me. Jesus' life and work glorified God. Does ours. Does ours. Do our lives and the things we do glorify God? Jesus said, he's finished the work. And this morning, in terms of preaching, I believe I've finished. Not because I'm tired or I want to just carry on, but it has been 35 minutes of Christian minutes, which very few Christian bums can handle any more of. So we're going to stop. Jesus' life and work glorified God, does ours. Jesus has done his part. We must do ours to see his kingdom come and his will be done. Folks, what does it help if we speak about prayer, but we don't actually pray? So what I'd like to do this morning is, if somebody has a specific prayer request, that you have the freedom to share with us as a body, that we pray for each other. Is that okay? That we pray for each other. How can we talk about prayer and not pray for each other? So if you have a particular prayer request, okay, please don't ask to win the lotto. I know in the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, I think verse 22 says that the wealth of the unjust is stored up for the righteous. So these rich oil shakes, one day their bucks is going to be ours. Just depending when your heart is right and we can be trusted with it. So please don't pray to win the lotto, like stuff like that, but like a serious, something that's of that's of importance to you, and you'd like us to pray. You don't have to get up and bring a microphone to you. We're going to just pray for each other. No pressure. Anybody, come on, swear. You say, and then Kubus can hand it to the next person that wants to pray, and we're going to pray for each other this morning. And then what I'm going to do is, God, there's no partiality with God. He's got no blue-eyed boys. So the first person that I'm going to ask to pray for that prayer request is Eugene. Come here, young man. Jy kan vir die gebed versoek, but he saw. That's what we're going to do. So this is practical on-the-job training. Wat is jou gebedsversoek? So jy gaan nie bid nie, jy vra, laat ons intree saam,
okay.
Staan saam met jou in geloof vir hierdie gebedsversoek.
Ek glo dit is 'n redelike warm onderwerp, en dit is wanneer jy Jakobus lees, dan kyk jy na die woordkie, het julle dan nie onderskeid getref nie. Want dit is wat met Moody gebeur het. Hulle het onderskeid getref. Hy kon nie by die kerk inkom nie, want hy is nie soos hulle nie. En ek het nou die dag by 'n ou man verbygery, en toe draai ek om, toe tel ek hom op, en ek vra vir hom, waarheen gaan hy? En hy sê, nee, daar bo by die reiskors. Kom daar, hy sê, nou moet jy regstraai af, Greendena toe. Ek sê, nee, is reg. Maar nou moet ek op huis toe gaan, want het, sy skep op, sy wacht vir my. Rij ek, en ek rij vannacht. Kom by Greendena, hy sê, nou moet jy half wat vereniging toe rij. Ek sê, nee, is reg. Ja, kom terug, binnen 7 minuut is ek by die huis. Volgende dag, ek sien ek een vrou loop, met een baba op haar rug. Haar reik voorbij. Klaar die Heilige Geest my aan. Het jy nie nou onderskeid getref nie.
Okay.
En as ons kyk na agape love, oorals in die Bybel, is meeste van die woorde agape love.
Okay.
Liefde wat jy moet gee, nie om te ontvang nie.
Amen. So vir ons Engelssprekendes, wat is die onderskeid? Prejudice, discernment. Pray for discernment.
Ja, it would be discernment in English, want dis die naaste dat ek kom by, het julle nie onderskeid getref nie.
Ja,
your discernment?
Ja, so you know that you treat some people issues. One way, other people another way.
Ja, I mean, we concentrate on the main things of the Bible. Ons moet nie vloek nie, ons moet nie dit doen nie, maar die basics van hoe ons medemense hanteer.
Amen.
Dit is een groot probleem.
Dankie, Kobus, dankie. Eugene, bid vir dit asseblief vir ons.
Okay. Kan maar Afrikaans wees. Is allemaal gelukkig daarmee, okay. Heere, ons dankie vanochtend dat ons hier soos een kerk kan saamkom en vir mekaar kan bid. Heere, en ons bid dat u ons sal leer hoe om die mense om ons lief te hee, soos wat u allemaal lief het, Heere. Dat ons nie gebaseer op hoe ander lyk of waar hulle vandaan kom, Heere, dat ons nie sal oordeel nie, maar dat ons u liefde aan hulle sal betoon. Ek wil dit in Jesus naam alleen. Amen.
Thank you, Eugene. Bless you, my boy. Next prayer request. Anybody else with a prayer request? Say. And there's one at the back there. After Leon, the one at the back.
Ja, ek wil net, this is a prayer request wat Mozzie ook nou vir God gehad het. En ek dink dis, sorry, ek sta met my rug na julle, ek weet nie wat reg of verkeerd sê. En ek dink dis a challenge wat, ek dink groot presentasie van ons het. Weet ek het nou die dag amper uit my bakke uitgeval, die plek waar ek werk, ek prys die Here daarvoor, is sy werk, is sy inkomste, ek generate income, maar is rof. En nou die dag toe ek by die hek uitry, toe ry money in by die hek, en ek val amper uit my bakke uit, ek dog myself, sjoe, mens moet in jou spore trap weet, jy weet nie waar loop jy iemand anders van die kerk raak nie. En ek het so vinnig net die buitenkant gepraat nou, en weet ons is baie van ons is in werksituasies, ek meen, ek wil die name noem, maar ek weet ou Gerry, en ek ken nie allemaal sy werksituasie nie, waar ons in werksituasies is, ons werk vir baas of werk vir maatskapie, wat duidelik nie dieselfde values het, as wat ons koester in ons hart nie. Mense wat, die taal wat uit hulle mond uitkom, die manier hoe hulle werkers hanteer, weet, dit is net nie ons standaarde, soos wat ons het graag sal wil doen nie. Maar ons is in die plekke en, ja, ek voel skillig, maar sy het nou vir God gevra hierso, take me out of this job, give me something else. En ek vraag elke dag, Here, geef my ander werk, jy weet, ek fit nie, ek sukkel, ek is bezig om na die mense sy level toe af te gaan, dit het nou al 'n paar keer gebeur, waar daar 'n woord by my mond uitspring, en dan sof hulle sê, yes, oom Leon praat ook nou al soos ons. En ons moet hulle optrek na ons vlak, terwyl ons moet nie na hulle level toe afgaan.
Amen.
En ek wil regtig waar, ek weet nie, wie gaan Mozzie op piek, om op ons te bid nie.
Johan.
Maar ja, ek laat dat regtig waar. En ek is seker daarvan, as jy net ek en Mani, en ek dink as baie van ons, ek dink aan, hy het nou geloop sommer. andere wat in die polisie is, weet, ek weet nie wie, wat, wie werk wat nie, maar ja,
thank
serious.
You. Thank you, Leon. Johan, bid vir daai asseblief.
Vader, ek dink, omtrent meeste van die mense wat hier so sit vandag, is in die situasie waar ons staan, waar ons net betekker voel, ons werk is te veel, die mense om ons is te veel. Maar ek vraag vanmorgen dat u ons die vryheid sal gee om u te verhoog waar ons staan. Dit is waarvoor ons geroep is, ons is geroep om u naam te verkondig, dat ons die vryheid sal kry sonder om bang te wees, om te vervolg te word, om u naam te verhoog waar ons werk, waar ons mense sien. Vader ons, ek wil ook vanmorgen dankie sê vir Mozzie. 18 jaar terug het die ouwens van CMA van ek en Chantel gehelp met een stik in een motorfiets. En ek moet eerlijk waar sê, ek was bietjie dronk daai oggend, die motorfiets gebreek en die eerste ou wat na my toe kom is Johan Griesel. Baie van die ouwens wat vir Johan Griesel ken. En daai aand word ons genooi kerk toe en die eerste woorde wat Mozzie vir ons gepreek het is Never stop till God says well done. If you fail, go back. If God says stop, don't touch. Heere, ons sê net vir baie dankie vir hom dat hy vir die hierdie jare vir ons dieselfde woord gebring het, sonder om te blik of bloos, om sy geloof vir ons te wys. Dankie Vader, amen.
Dankie Johan.
Voor ek die mic vir die volgende oogie, ek weet nie wie wil om volgende nie, wil ek net rechtig waar, vir die mense wat eie maatskapie het, ek kan so vinnig oor my oog gaan, nou Joe en Annie, en hier is baie mense wat hulle eie besighede het, wat die values het wat ons het, staan sterk, en laat die values in jou besigheid sterk staan.
Thank you, Leon. Share your prayer request with us, Bud.
Yes, it's a bit personal. Kan jy glo, ek gaan glo. Ek gaan bid vir my skoonma. Sy het beroerte gehad, so rukkie terug, en sukkel om bietjie reg te kom en so aan, met haar spraak en haar skryf en alles. As ons net vir die Here kan vra, om haar te bewoed en bewaar, en sy beskermde hand oor haar te hou, in a groeiproces, dat sy net beter raak voor en toe.
Ok, wat is haar naam?
Alet.
En is sy weergebore, ken sy die Here? Soos in...
Ja, sy ken die Here.
Ok, alright. Father, thank you that we can stand in the gap this morning for Alet. According to what we've heard, she's a daughter of yours, Lord, and healing is the bread of your children. Father, we don't want to remind you of your word. We want to tell it to Satan. Satan, God has said, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. God has said that he has sent forth his word and healed our disease. God has said that we will pray for the sick and they will recover. God has said that where the Spirit of Christ dwells in a body, it will quicken our bodies and give life to our mortal flesh. We pray right now, Lord God, wherever Alet is, wherever she is right now, that the healing power of your Holy Spirit come upon that body in the name of Jesus Christ. And everything that is out of line in that body, in accordance with your word, we speak the perfect order of God over that body in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. We thank you for healing in that body. Every spirit of infirmity that would want to keep her sick and trapped in that discomfort, I rebuke that now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I declare that you have no authority over that life. And I pray that through this difficult malady that she's going through, Lord, that you will draw closer to you and have a deeper, stronger walk with you than ever before. I thank you that once she is recovered, Lord, you will get the glory and people will see that her God lives, that her Jesus heals. to the praise and glory of your name. And we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said, amen. I think some of you, if you got the microphone, you probably say, Mozzie, ek is honger. I want to pray for food. Can somebody feed me? So I'm going to close off this morning. I want to say, Almighty God, bless you and keep you. May God make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God lift up his countenance over you and give you his supernatural peace that surpasses all understanding. My prayer for each one of you this morning, precious family, is that every word that I have spoken, that it falls to the ground and dies an immediate death. But every word that has been uttered by the Spirit of God this morning, I pray that that will germinate fruit in your life, the fruits of righteousness, the fruits of his kingdom in your life, to the praise and glory of God the Father. I pray that you go out and make a difference in the world, that God protects you, that God anoints you with Holy Spirit boldness, not educational arrogance, but Holy Spirit boldness to, in humility, share the love of God with all people in Jesus' precious name. Thank you, church. Bless you. See you same time, same place next week. God bless you. Thank you to the sound engineers for just